So, following up on that last question, Tread, about your philosophy and how it has changed, or dare I say, evolved over the last 4 years, there still is a lot of technology that's crept into the hunting circles, and regardless of anybody's condition, it's some of it is just creepy, right? So have you gone full, 180 degrees and think that all technology is okay, or do you believe that there is still some that's there should be some limits?
I am not a guy, and I never have been. Saying that, I'm the biggest liar and travesty that ever lived, because they just spent $1 million on me, keeping me alive with the highest technology in the world, and without it, I wouldn't be alive. So I would be a hypocrite not to say that in some regards it helps society. But when you wake up in the morning and you put on $2,000 worth of clothes, and you have cameras in the woods, and the cameras are tied into your computer, and you look at the camera and say, I'm not going to go, that buck isn't big enough, and you're feeding at the same time, and you have all the scents, and you're sitting in an enclosed building that takes your scent up, and in the building you got a heater and all those and cushions and seats, and then you've got two-way radios, and on top of that you're shooting a compound bow at 350 feet per second. And you've got a range finder on it and a bubble finder on it, and you've got a machine that puts out exonics or whatever, bionics or chironics or whatever what it is, so the deer can't smell you. And then you spray yourself down, and then you're in a tree stand, and you got an umbrella on the tree stand, and then you finally shoot the deer, and it has a Luminat lock on it, and the knock goes, and it's carbon fiber, and the deer goes down, and you put your rubber glove, somebody butchers it for you. And you take it out with an ATV, goes on and maps, and you got Google, and you got this, and you got that, and it gets to be to the point of what are you doing? And you're shooting animals at 1,400 yards. That's three mountains. For you could shoot, from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, and. But all, if you're honest about it, all of this stuff takes skill. Now, I don't know if you ever shot a rifle at 700 yards.
I have.
I was U.S. Olympic Black Ops, U.S. Olympic Biathlon Team, Fort Richardson, Alaska. But let me tell you something. It takes tremendous skill. So I understand how those guys are so attuned to the accuracy. It's not hunting, it's shooting. But the compound bows, you take one of those compound bows today that is completely equipped, and you drag it through the British Columbia, and you ain't going to have a bow in 15 minutes. So, to a 5 mm mega yacht down in St. Thomas, and one lightning bolt comes down, and that boat does not move for 6 weeks. While the Italians and the Germans and the Chinese and the Japanese all work on the computers, and the boat next is out and catches 15 blue marlin because it's got two batteries and an 871 natural engine. There has to be a line. Now, saying that, if you're getting in the great outdoors and that's what turns you on, that doesn't. Where I've changed is before I thought you were just a scrub muffin ever with it. I just thought you were, you didn't get it. But it's not true, because a guy with a compound bow or a rifle or his son and his grandpa on a 30-30, and they're getting out in the great outdoors, don't kid yourself 1 minute. When that animal's at 75 yards and you center punch him with a compound, I'm sure you get the same satisfaction of releasing the longbow. So I'm now telling people that they need to be more tolerant of what people do. But that doesn't mean that you let down your own guard. And, I shoot the longbow, and I refuse to give in to technology. And because I feel that when I get something, which is very rarely, I've shot 110 big game animals with the longbow, but when I get something, no matter what it is, it is an absolute trophy. I shot a rabbit during rabbit season in Colorado. in my action track chair in my driveway. It was about 20 yards. It was a magnificent shot with a judo point and a Barta longbow. You know what? I had tears in my eyes, and I ate it. So more tolerant, but that doesn't mean you have to let down your guard. But that also doesn't mean that any of this stuff is bad, because it's all about getting in the great outdoors. And you know what? Net, that's what I feel. Have I changed the last 5 years? Yeah, I've changed. More tolerant, more understanding. And when doctors tell you got a week to live, and when you bless God every day that you're alive, and I'm fighting to inspire other people, and I'm so disabled compared to what I used to do, I think that people should listen to what I have to say.